CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I was about to say, you know what's funny about that today?
What's that?
Even though that dream is still alive.
A win yesterday.
Man, it. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people here happy today.
Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that might, you know, I love that song, and I love it after a win. I'm not sure it applies today. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
A lot of salty people.
Yeah, well, I understand why. All right.
Salty.
Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. Lots to do today. Merrill 1 hour from now. Howard at noon. We'll get to around the NFL later. Juan Soto is a Met, which I'm not pleased about. But Hugh Douglas, we start with a victory yesterday. Good morning, Hugh. 22-16, and a whole lot to unpack. But good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees.
Is that what we're starting with today?
Yeah, I just felt like being philosophical.
All right, you're philosophical.
You can apply that can apply any way you want it to apply this morning.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is philosophical, if this is being a hater, if it's being real.
Hate. You're about to be a hater.
You guys could decide, all right? Because yesterday, and I haven't said this, I don't know the last time, maybe the Saints game? The Eagles were lucky to win yesterday. They were lucky to win. They were outplayed for most of that game. The better quarterback on the field was a guy that 5 weeks ago looked like his career was over. Because Bryce Young, Bryce Young.
He was the best quarterback?
I thought he was more impressive than Jalen Hurts yesterday.
Huh.
Yesterday was as unimpressive of a pass game performance, considering the opponent, that we've had around here in a long time. That was rough yesterday. Look, they won. Their defense held at the end. Though, if Leggett catches the football,
yeah, that would have been a different.
Yeah, maybe we lose the game. Look, there's a lot to unpack. I'll just say it this way. The Eagles have a lot of things that are going in the right direction to try to win a championship, right? The defense has been great for 2 months, and even yesterday, and not a perfect day, they held on at the end. Their run game is spectacular. Their O-line is spectacular. They have spectacular weapons. Saquon Barkley did it again yesterday, and we'll get to him. Now owns the all-time single-season rushing record here in Philadelphia. But the passing game is below average. I don't know how else to say it. The passing game at times is just inept. And I think it's because of the quarterback. For some reason, it feels like he doesn't see things quickly enough, or if he sees it, he doesn't pull the trigger quickly enough, and it's holding them back. I mean, this passing game is holding them back, and the best way I could frame it, Hugh, and I'm not saying that they don't have time to change it, but I'm operating in the now. This passing game right now is not good enough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's it. Like, if they take that passing game into the playoffs, they're going home early. Hugh, what's your reaction to yesterday? 22-16, Eagles win. But I always heard Rhea in the update there as she led us into the show. 21 pass attempts for 83 net passing yards.
Yeah, I mean, and I get why everybody's upset. I don't think that this is the end of the world. I know it feels bad. It's crazy to think that we're in a situation where, you know, you're looking at the way the quarterback is playing right now, and we're worried about the passing game. But this has been a trend for the last couple of weeks. You're talking about the last three games that we've been in. I don't think we've had over 25 attempts. I know we haven't had over 30 attempts, and we've still found ways to win. And I feel like, to your point, Joe, is that enough to win a Super Bowl? I think it is, because there was a time, and this was a later era in the NFL, in the modern day era, about 15, 20 years ago, quarterback Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. He threw like 18 completions. I was like 18 for 25 or something like that. So I think that there is a chance that could happen. But when you talk about the frustration that the receivers are starting to feel and the way that this offense was built initially, I see where it is somewhat of a concern for you.
Oh, it's a major concern. I mean, look, it's trending the wrong way. I mean, the last 3 weeks, 179 yards passing, 118, 108. Everyone got all emotional last week when I said they could have won the Ravens game with a backup quarterback. They could have won yesterday with a backup quarterback.
I will say this.
Yesterday was backup quarterback play.
I will say this. Yesterday, before that game, your case was flimsy. That game reinforced your case just a little bit.
That was backup quarterback play yesterday.
I will say this. And see, this is where I get why everybody in Philadelphia is mad right now, but let's step back from this situation and look at it as a whole. As a whole, that the whole team didn't play well. The defense looked like they got exposed a little bit yesterday.
But they held them to 16.
They held. Yeah. But early on, the exciting whites were getting spun like a top. Well, one half of the exciting whites was getting spun like
a top. The other one was out yesterday.
Cooper DeJean didn't have his best game. Now, they were able to bounce back, like you said. But there were some holes in that secondary where even Coach Fangio was a little bit upset about what he's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I think tends to happen. And this is not an excuse. This is me trying to let the curtain back a little bit and let you inside. There was a little bit of a mental letdown yesterday on all sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball, I should say. I am not absolving the quarterback from that because, to your point, Joe, he has had a few weeks where his play has been lackluster, but it hasn't been an issue because we've been winning games.
So it has been an issue, but it hasn't cost him.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Yesterday was a time where there was a lot. There was a sequence of plays where I don't know what happened, but they ran two quarterback sneaks or quarterback draws back to back. I did not understand that. I did not understand that. There were a sequence of plays where it looked like Jalen held the ball just a little bit too long. That has been kind of a staple all year long. Last week it wasn't as much. It wasn't as egregious as it was this week. So I think there's a combination of a few things that is going on with this team.
Yeah, there's a lot. And Hugh, you mentioned small picture, big picture. Obviously, we were acting off of yesterday. But the big picture now is they rank 31st in the NFL in passing yards per game. And some of that, yes, is obviously they have a great run game. They've been ahead. But you know what? There's other good teams in the NFL that are ahead a lot and have good running games. But they're way better at throwing the football. Mm-hmm. We are 31st. I mean, we reside in the area of the Giants and the Patriots and the Titans in terms of passing yards per game. And with this kind of power in the passing game, with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and a $250 million quarterback, it shouldn't be that way. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to this, the Eagles, the win yesterday, and obviously the passing game, which just becomes more and more of a question as we go through it. I put the blame on Jalen Hurts for this passing game and the struggles here for where they're at right now. Let's listen to some of the guys after the game, including A.J. Brown, asked about the offense. What is going on right now? What can they get better at? Here's AJ.
Offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm. And Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
It seemed like there was a moment on the sideline when you threw your helmet into the bench. What prompted that reaction?
Three and out.
As a leader on this offense, what's kind of your approach this week in changing the result in terms of everyone, not just you, a lot of players on offense saying that this was just not up to the offensive standard?
Putting our hair down and just going to work, doing the things we're doing and learning and growing.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this where maybe the passing game isn't everything we wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So, I don't know.
Boy, oh boy, there's a lot to unpack there. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Shout out to AJ Brown. Listen, I am not mad at him, and I never will be, for him being as honest as he possibly could in that. So that was a tough situation, man. And that's one of the reasons why it's tough when you go into a locker room after a game like that, and he's clearly frustrated,
mm-hmm.
and ask questions. I commend him for doing the best job he possibly could under those circumstances of not saying a whole lot. I know that, you know, I was listening to the morning show this morning, shout out to them, and they were all over it. And to a certain extent, you're right. But he didn't say nothing egregious. He didn't say nothing too egregious. We just tend to... And it's not like we're reading it wrong, but we tend to read into it.
Well, you know what that was to me? Because he was very calm and he was concise. But you know the old Teddy Roosevelt line, speak softly and carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Like he
was ready to swing.
Yeah, and he what he said, I think, carries weight. I mean, first of all, what's got to get better? Passing. I mean, like, flat out passing. And,
yes.
And you could unpack that as he's saying the quarterback, or you could just say he's saying the whole passing game and all of them, including him. You can unpack it any way you want to unpack it. But he said passing. And then the other part, Hugh, that does go into all this is he said it's very difficult to get in a rhythm when you don't throw as much. With this, they've become a running team.
Which is true.
And I, you know, I've been wondering this for a few weeks. Like, it's all good because they're winning. But as soon as the this thing doesn't, you know, run smoothly, like, this thing is supposed to be built on the receivers and the quarterback. That's where all the money is. And if they're not, if it stops working, they're going to say, hey, maybe we should throw it. I mean, I you could feel it coming. That was AJ yesterday. Devontae Smith, similar question. Here's the way he answered it yesterday.
When there's only, you know, maybe 15, 20 passes being thrown in the game to really find a rhythm?
I guess you could say that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we got to go out there, make the most of the opportunities, make the plays.
Well, he's right about that. They do. Unfortunately, the less throws, if Jalen misses two or three open guys, it throws the whole passing game off for the whole game.
I totally agree.
And let's hear from Jalen Hurts talking about the pass game, the offense, the opportunities, how this thing flows.
Jalen, you guys have a lot of talented players on offense, Devontae, AJ, Saquon. As a quarterback in a game like this, how do you manage like making sure AJ feels like he's getting enough, Devontae, and obviously Saquon?
You know, I play my role in how we execute, but ultimately it's about what position we put ourselves in. It's not my choice.
It's not his choice. So, I mean, what do you make of that, Hugh? Is that the play caller?
That's why I feel that there's a lot going on here as far as there's some of it that's AJ, excuse me, Jalen. And I think some of it is a play call. Can I just give you a little insight of how I thought the game went yesterday?
Sure.
Just from my purview, from my sitting in the press box, watching the game from my perspective. I felt like yesterday was a concerted effort to try to get the passing game going for the most part, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen. So then they went back to what was comfortable for them. Ike pointed out to me yesterday watching the game, and I didn't even notice this, that they went back to their old habits as far as being in shotgun a lot more than they have been when he was under center.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like yesterday that there was a concerted effort to try to get the receivers involved in the game a lot more. And for whatever reason, maybe it was the way that they were playing defense, that they did not do that. So they went back to what they're comfortable with.
And they ran the ball.
And they ran the ball.
The alarming part, and I trust your eyes, I trust Ike's, the alarming part, if that was it, is they tried to do this against one of the worst pass defense in the NFL.
That's the problem.
And they only came up with 83 passing yards. That's a problem.
And there is such a thing as playing down to your competition. You know, and y'all made fun of me last week. This is not I told you so moment.
Here we go.
No.
14 minutes in.
No. I just wanted to point out, y'all made fun and laughed and giggled at me yesterday. Well, the other day, when I was trying to tell y'all about those unquantifiable intangibles. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say about
this
that.
This is a joke,
I just leave it right there.
You came in today after that win when I told you so?
I didn't say I told you so. I just want to leave it right there. Like, I know sometimes I don't do a great job of, like, verbalizing what I'm trying to say. Mm. But like Teddy Roosevelt said, my words carry weight, baby. I mean, they carry a little bit. They a little heavy. My words are a little heavy. That's all. That's all I got to say.
Okay. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Hugh's checking out. 215-592-9494. Gilio with you. Hugh's out for the day. Look, Kyle, what do you make of this? I mean, I'm watching a passing game that is not good enough to win the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, I want everybody today to drop the act. Drop the act.
No, I just want to let y'all know Kyle's
the MVP nonsense that the coach tried to peddle out there last week, ridiculous. The Josh Allen thing, please.
I think everyone who last week tried to compare Jalen to Josh Allen needs a timeout. Just go in the corner for 15
go
minutes.
Go away.
Timeout time.
And you're banned from talking this week. Jalen Hurts can't hold a candle to Josh Allen. The whole, he just wins crowd. No, the Eagles win. Jalen Hurts is along for the ride. Jalen Hurts is a passenger.
It's not strong.
It's reality.
I'm not saying I didn't say you were wrong. You are entitled to feel the way that
you feel. No, that's the way it is.
Yesterday, he was in the trunk. I mean, he wasn't in the back seat yesterday.
I'm glad AJ Brown said something. Because now we're forced to address this. It's staring you right in the face.
It is the elephant in the room.
The passing game needs to be better. When A.J. Brown said that passing, he's not talking about his catching. He's not talking about his route running. He's not talking about the scheme. Guys are open. He's not talking about the protection.
That's speculative.
No, it's not.
That's reality.
Mike Quick, the quarterback play of the game, is holding like, the offense back.
Drop the act.
It's a little bit of everything. You just can't sit here and blame it all on the quarterback.
Oh, I did. This is on Jalen Hurts. The passing game right now is on Jalen Hurts. There's no way a passing game with these kind of weapons.
It could be a little bit of both.
But
I don't
mostly
think it's all,
him.
I don't think it's all Jalen.
Oh, 215-592-9494.
This is going to be a long-ass day.
And it's not my fault. It's the quarterback's fault.
I hear what you're saying. And I understand that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to call in today that are going to be truly upset. But I honestly feel like it's not all on Jalen. Jalen does need to play better. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but they probably need to help him out just a little bit more. Something is amiss.
Maybe he's amiss. Have we considered that as part of this?
That's consideration that has been being kicked around.
Okay, I think it's being kicked around. All right, Chris in Middletown's up. What's up, Chris?
Eastbound and down, loaded up and check engine lights on. Men, there's a couple cylinders on the engine misfired yesterday. And I'm getting concerned here. Let me remind you, a little bit of a throwback to last year. It was going into week 13 against San Fran is when the wheels fell off that bus. I feel some lug nuts rattling loose on some of our wheels this morning.
Man, we got the bird coming. We got Pittsburgh coming
Pittsburgh's
in.
Pittsburgh's coming in. Mike Tomlin's not going to make this easy on us on Sunday either.
No. And if Jalen plays like what he did yesterday. So before I get into the whole Jalen thing, guys, let's start with a little bit of positivity. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a quick shout out. I was at the game yesterday. Shout out to G. Marco in parking lot. H1 at the Wells Fargo yesterday. Had a phenomenal time. Phenomenal food. Shut up, Kyle.
I don't give a shit.
That's our guy from our favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
We love that guy.
Yeah. Quiet, Kyle. And on top of that, I got to meet one of my most favorite people from WIP, and it's definitely not Kyle. It was Rhea. Rhea's great.
Here's my question. Where's the invite to Hugh and I for the tailgate? I mean, that's the question.
We worked too early for the tailgate.
No, we could have snuck out of a segment or two. I'm just saying, Chris, you're at a tailgate. Rhea's there. We know everyone you're with. No invitation?
I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, okay.
People know me. All right, let's get into this, guys. The Jalen Hurts things. So, listen, to all you Kool-Aid Jalen Hurts drinkers, yo, put your binkies in your mouth and cover your ears, okay? Because here's what happened yesterday. Jalen Hurts went up against the 25th-ranked pass defense and stunk. He didn't play well. But Bryce Young went up against the third-best pass defense in the NFL, and he played a hell of a lot better. He outplayed Jalen yesterday, okay? Here's some next-gen stats that came out right after the game. So, mind you, these numbers are correlated to only the 1 p.m. games so far through the weekend. He gave up 4 sacks on 9 pressures. And to all you people, OG Wade, that are going to blame the offensive line, 3.29 average time to pressure. It was the slowest in the league after the 1 p.m. games, okay? So don't blame the offensive line. 5.1 yards per attempt, the lowest of the season. 5.6 air yards was the lowest of the season. The last drive, all right, we're trying to put the game away, and he rolls out under pressure and slides down and takes a 9-yard sack. The entire stadium was like, what in the world are we watching here? What is this guy thinking? Then only after 3 more plays were run, he gets a delay of game. We all knew it. We all sat there. We were like, this is it. He's going to hand it to them. We have to punt the ball and give Carolina a chance to steal the game from us, okay? You know what? And then here's the thing. Coach Goobs, you got 5 games. You better get your mechanics hat on. You better figure it out. And you know what I'm going to leave you guys with on the way out the door? The door, guys. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. Joe, you were wrong. You said We're dealing with Russell Wilson. Are we dealing with Russell Wilson? We're not dealing with Russell Wilson. Again, Joe, I take us back to the 2000 Ravens. We got Trent Dilfer. We have to hide Trent Dilfer and use a rushing offense and a great defense to win a championship. I hope you all have a great week.
Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. Boy, this has escalated quickly here.
Yes, it did. I tell you what. And another thing.
Yesterday was Dilferish in the passing game. It was bad.
I hate to make this about me, but I think y'all need to apologize.
Apologize to you
for saying that I was the ops last week, going on Carolina radio and saying that they didn't have a chance. In fact, I was dead ass right last week.
But
I was right about my assessment. I was not a traitor.
I was a truth teller. I'd respect it more if you went on there and told the truth. Our quarterback in this pass game stinks, so that's why you got a chance.
First of all,
I did not know
that was going to happen.
Why? You've seen it all year. I tried to tell you last week they could have won the game with Pickett.
If we're being fair, no, I don't believe that. But if we're being fair, the team as a whole didn't play great yesterday. They didn't play great. It was one of those games where you look at and say, okay, they played down to their opponent just a little bit. They played down to their
opponent. Led by the quarterback.
He didn't look great yesterday. He did not look great, but he had a nice little run. Late in the game to help keep the
His legs was his best feature yesterday. His arm was not.
He did make some decisions yesterday.
Oh my God! Well, that's why.
Boy, what you doing?
I know we're gonna get a lot today. It's not all on Hurts and Houston. It's not all on Hurts camp. All I know is I see wide open receivers at times, and for some reason he doesn't. And I understand I have the ability to watch from TV or the press box, and he's on the field and things are moving fast. But that's his job. That's literally his job.
You about to stand up?
Well, I mean, like, it's his job to see things.
It is.
215-592-9494.
We got a lot riding on this, too.
We do. We got a Super Bowl, everything else, and he's got to pick it up, and this pass game needs to pick it up. You know what I saw yesterday, and then we'll hit this, we'll come back. What I saw yesterday was if they roll that first quarter and first 20 minutes out against the Lions, they're down 17-0, and it's a wrap. Like, they can get away with it yesterday because Carolina is 2 years away. They're not going to get away with what we saw yesterday in the postseason. 215-592-9494. Your calls on this coming up. The passing offense, what do you make of it? Is this a Jalen Hurts problem we got here? Plus, we'll take you inside the locker room postgame. What Nick Sirianni said after the game. And I thought there was one moment at the end of that game yesterday that painted the picture of how little they trust this quarterback in this pass game right now. We'll hit it next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We talked about playing hard for 60 minutes. That was the message all week, right? And so do not be a prisoner of our expectations. Enjoy the journey. We can enjoy this. We are going to get back to work tomorrow and fix all the shit we fucked up, right? Coaches, players, right? But you need to enjoy this. Every one of us is hungry to win. But are you hungry, and I know this team is, are you hungry to do the things that winning requires? Every single day, it's about work, and we're going to restart it again. All right? Here we go. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's bring it in and pray.
Nick Sirianni, postgame in the locker room. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The message, enjoy it for a day, and then we'll get back to work and fix things. I don't know. Did you guys enjoy that for a day? I didn't know.
I mean, it was a win.
It was, and they clinched the playoff spot yesterday, which is awesome. Not that we were concerned about that.
I don't give a shit.
All right, so Kyle's making sure we realize he's not happy. I mean, no one was happy watching that. They were a Leggett drop away from...
That was crazy.
I'd say have a real chance of losing. I mean, they're going to be down with 50 seconds to go, and we got to put it on our quarterback's arm and a kicker that can't make kicks anymore. I mean, that was not a good situation. It was not. Luckily, they won the game. Their defense stood up at the end. Big play by Slay. But
big play, Slay.
He made a big play. I mean, that was a big play. Unfortunately, the passing game. Is stuck in mud the right term?
Stuck in mud is fair. Stuck in mud is fair.
How do we get out of the mud? Because this mud is thick here.
I think let me just tell you how I used to do it when I watched film. I even if it was a situation where we won the game and I felt bad about the way that I played, you have to be honest. Mm. It's like, what's it called? Tell the Truth Mondays?
That's today. I mean, that's the definition of today.
Yeah, Tell the Truth Mondays, where you go look at the film and you say, well, yeah, you go, yeah, but you have to be, I think the quarterback has a little bit of this where he knows that he needs to play better. Look at the QBR yesterday. Bryce Young was the better quarterback.
I know.
Bryce Young, by far. Was the better quarterback QBR rating.
Way more impressive yesterday. Yes. I mean, just was more impressive.
I'm starting to think that passer rating is a phony baloney nonsense stat. Because Hurts was, what, 102 yesterday? Congratulations. Yeah, it should have been 150.
Yeah, that was weird to me because I saw that, the passer rating. I was like, it's the efficiency in passing,
Yeah, and it's so heavily weighted on touchdown passes and no interceptions, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you throw the ball 10 times and four of them are touchdowns and you have zero picks, like, you're going to be perfect, right? Like, it's so heavily weighted. And not that it is what it is. It's a tool to use. But, like, right, I didn't look at the game yesterday and say, wow, his pass rating was 102. I saw A.J. wide open 20 yards down the field, and he doesn't see him.
It was the kind of game that, like, puts the entire thing into perspective this whole season. Hurts has been great with not turning the ball over for a while now. But this offense should be so much better. There's so much meat on the left on the bone.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It almost reminds me of the way some people have talked about the Eagles' running game in years past, right? Like, they had Miles Sanders. They had DeAndre Swift. It was good. But what if you had something different back there, and it's Saquon now? Like, I'm not saying they could get a better quarterback tomorrow. I'm just saying, like, that's the feeling you get if they had the quarterback playing
better. Kind of like having filet mignon and then going to Wagyu.
Yeah.
Going to that Wagyu.
If we had, if Jalen was more like Wagyu, this thing would be better.
Yeah, we had some more Wagyu.
Yeah, we don't have that. I mean, yesterday was burnt steak. I mean, that was gross. Tony and Fox Chase, what's up, Tony?
How's it going, Joe? How's it going, Hugh?
What's First going on, time man?
Caller, long time listener.
Tony, we appreciate you, buddy. What are you feeling?
Well, I've got mixed emotions, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, on the one hand, you guys are absolutely right, and Hugh, I respect the shit out of you because you were in the trenches.
Come on, man.
We on the couch today, though. Tony, we on the couch today, so we're getting a little therapy.
You did tell the audience. You did say tell the truth Monday.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Go ahead, Tony.
Tell the truth Monday. You are in the trenches. You know and understand the ebbs and flows of a game. And from a fan's perspective, yeah, we won, but it was an ugly win. And Hurts did not have his best game. But I want to be on the positive side of this. And say, you know what? The main thing is the main thing. The main thing is the main thing.
So a win is the main thing?
No. Every opportunity that Hurts gets to go out there and improve on his game, one step at a time, one throw at a time, it's just going to help him get to where he needs to be come playoff time. And God willing, with everyone healthy. Because right now, Goddard isn't in there again. I mean, you know, there's a lot of components to, and I'm not making an excuse for his performance. He sucked. He was not the elite. He was outplayed by Young, without a doubt. But with each throw, with each play. We got five more games to get this right, and I have faith that it's going to happen.
Well, Tony, I hope you're right. And you're right. Well, there are four more games now. Four left in the season to get this right. The concern is it's trending the wrong way, right? Like, we're not... Like, the idea is hopefully to progress, and we got 4 weeks to progress, but statistically, it's going backwards. Again, they had 83 net passing yards yesterday. When you take the sack yards away from the passing yards, he dropped back 21 times. He threw 21 times, excuse me, and they had 83 passing yards with those 21 dropbacks. I mean, that's rough. I mean, like, I just don't, it's very hard to sustain offense that way, and it's why yesterday was so choppy. OG Wade is up. OG, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Well, OG, we got a win, but, you know, didn't look great.
Yeah. Now, let me open up, full disclosure. Yesterday was not a good game for Jalen in terms of what y'all want to call numbers. But if you go to OG Wade's four-point system, right, our O-line against their D-line, who won the battle, Joe?
Our O-line.
Our D-line against their O-line, who won the battle, Joe?
Our D-line.
Who rushed the ball more effectively yesterday, Joe?
The Eagles.
Which quarterback turned the ball over the least, Joe?
That would be Jalen.
Okay. You see who won the game, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give a shit.
We got a lot to clean up. You know what I'm saying? But here's what you can't do. You can't take your issues to the media and thinking that's going to help your passing game. This team has been without – we had A.J. And Smitty. Yesterday was the fifth game we had, you know, those two together. We think that Jalen and supposed to – everything – oh, open. He's open. Everything's supposed to click. But don't you have to have time in with the guys? You're in a new offense. You're running stuff that's not – obviously, Jalen Hurts was told something in the rooms. If it's not there, just don't turn the ball over. That's what we've been asking Jalen from day damn one. Don't turn the ball over. He don't turn the ball over. We win the game. You know what that leaves you? Room for improvement. Josh Allen had a terrific game yesterday. Guess what? He didn't win.
Well, he didn't win because of his defense and his
coach. No. Joe, watch this here. Watch this. In the fourth quarter, Josh Allen dirted three balls in a row that caused his team to have to punt.
But he accounted for six touchdowns yesterday.
I know that, Joe. I'm not comparing. I don't even want to think I'm comparing. What I'm trying to tell you is that when the moment is there for you to make the play, if Josh Allen make those plays instead of they losing the game and he have the six touchdowns, they win the game. So we watched him, you know, them lose their game because what he could not do. We watched the Eagles win the game because of what Jalen can do.
OJ, hold on. If Jalen played in the forum that Allen played yesterday, the game was in the 40s, he loses by 20. Like, OG, you got to you put Jalen in that game yesterday in Los Angeles, and he played the way he did yesterday, the Jalen performance from yesterday, the way he played the game yesterday, and put him in the game yesterday for the Bills in Los Angeles. They lose by 20, OG. If you put Josh Allen on the Eagles yesterday, they win by 20. Like, don't you see the difference?
Let me land my plane. I'm glad you brought that
you crashed
game
it
up.
Already, OG. Comparing okay, listen, Allen to Hurts already.
You brought up
Josh Allen.
Okay.
I need us to all. Now I got it. I got to take a deep breath. I did this 5 years ago because you guys drove me here. And now we're doing it again. Okay? 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever it was, fans like OG, and it was a different quarterback then, and it wasn't OG because OG wasn't a fan of this guy. But 4 years ago, I had people call this station when I was on at night and would say, Joe, Peyton Manning had a tough fourth year. And I would say, my God, stop it. Comparing Carson Wentz to Peyton Manning is egregious. Okay? And now we're doing it in a different light. We're taking Jalen, whose team is at the bottom of the NFL in passing yards, and comparing him to the MVP favorite. Stop. The comparison right now for Jalen Hurts is middle-of-the-road quarterbacks. That's where he is right now. That's who he resides with. Let's get it out of our head that he's an MVP. Let's get it out of our head that we compare him to the best quarterbacks in the NFL because the Eagles win football games when he's on the field. Stop. He's not there. And if he was on the Bills, they'd be worse. And if Josh Allen was here, the Eagles would be better. I don't know why we have to do this. We don't. We're smarter than this as football fans. And maybe they have coached Jalen to be less aggressive because all the turnovers early in the season. But Hugh, he's got to figure out the balance because I think he's got, if OG's right on this, and maybe he is, Hugh, we got to turn the dial a little bit. Because we've turned the, if the dial is don't turn it over, but that also means he doesn't rip it when someone's wide open, we got a problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think yesterday, and I stand by this, I think yesterday there was a conscious effort to go into the game and try to get the passing game going. And that didn't happen. So you had to revert back to, or you had to revert to what you did well. And that's run the football. I think Carolina showed a little bit more fight than anticipated. And I know that sounds crazy because we talked about all week how they were terrible and da-da-da-da-da. You can never discount anybody in the NFL.
So you're right, but did they show fight because Jalen let them stay in the game? Like the first drive of the game, AJ's wide open for what's probably a touchdown. He hits that. It's 7-0. Crowd's going crazy. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's a game at the end anymore.
You're probably right because you let a team like that linger.
Yeah, right.
And you allowed them to get a little bit of confidence and things are different. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. But the fortunate thing for us is that it wasn't one of those things where we actually lost the game. Can you imagine what the conversation would have been if, Leggett caught that pass and it was money?
Yeah, and he had it. I mean, it just kind of rolled to the ground and it popped out. Yeah,
well, you know what would have happened then? Our quarterback would have had to lead the drive to go down the field and retake the lead. I don't want to hear the Jalen Hurts won and Josh Allen lost. No, the Eagles won. The Bills lost. Drop the act. That's what I was talking about.
It's almost, we
have to drop the act.
I can't. Like, there's just no world where he's playing in the same. He's not playing in the same world yesterday. They had 83 net passing yards. 83. The area the Eagles passing game resides right now is with the Giants, who play Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito's not an NFL player. And Daniel Jones is on a different team. He started the season. Will Levis, whose coach basically said, bleep you on the sidelines this season.
What are you doing?
That's where the Eagles passing game resides right now. It's got to get better. All right, there was a moment yesterday that I thought summed up just how little the Eagles trust their passing game, their quarterback, and the whole operation right now. And it was at the end. So let's go into the moment. Hugh, they had a 4th and 8 from the 36-yard line. All right, 4th and 8, 36-yard line. There's about, a little over 2 minutes to go in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And they had an opportunity there to do, there were three choices here the way I saw it. 4th and 8, 36-yard line. They could kick the field goal, right? It's probably a 54-yarder or so?
Yeah.
And I understand why Sirianni said probably not a good idea.
Yeah, kicker struggling.
Yeah. The other, obviously the choice is to punt, which he did, and they downed them. Or they could have went for it. And I argue that coaches that trust their passing game and their quarterback would throw there because there's an opportunity to make a play to end the game. Sirianni chose to punt. Here's his thought process, the way he framed it yesterday after the game on why they punted.
Hey, what are your decision on the pass up to the 5-yard field?
Yeah, wind was a little bit more than people think there. We hit those two backed up punts last week against Baltimore, and we did a great job of putting them backed up. Almost got a safety. Bryce Young got out of there. I thought Bryce Young did some good things. But he ended up getting out of there. But it was more about, the wind being a little bit more than I think that was understood. I mean, out there as far as what it was, and you could feel that. And then just the success that we've had in this plus 50 punt game.
Going for it there wasn't part of the.
It was 4th and 9.
So the way he just dismissed that, I thought it was a viable strategy to go for it there and to try to end the game on offense. I mean, if you trust your passing game. Now, I think he made the right decision. I'm not criticizing Sirianni, but he didn't know when they punted to they'd be able to down him at the 2-yard line, right? Like a bad bounce and the ball goes to 20.
Yeah.
So basically he's saying, I'll take the risk. We only pushed them back 16 yards. The ball was on the 36. So touchback goes to the 20 rather than give my quarterback a chance to win the game. I thought that was telling that because if they complete a first down, they hold the ball. If Carolina never gets it back, it's game over. Hugh told me, obviously he doesn't trust the kicker right now, which I don't either, but it also told me he didn't want to take a chance of throwing it there.
Well, yeah, and it also tells me that coach is trying to have a feel for the game. In the way that the ebb and flow of the game was going, because his quarterback wasn't really playing great at that point, so he didn't want to put any more undue pressure on him or the kicker. I'm not mad at Coach Sirianni for
that,
man.
I'm not either.
Because it's been times during the course of this year where he's probably been a little bit too confident in his kicker and his passing game, and that has not been the case. So for him to be a little conservative in that moment, I have no problem with that. And plus, again, I feel like there was a game plan. There was a solid game plan going into that game, and for whatever reason, it got derailed. And at that point, Coach just trying to get out of there with the win, and he said, hey, you know what? We're going to go back next week, and we're going to correct some of these mistakes.
Yeah, I thought it was the right call. I just it was struck, like, when I went through what he might be thinking there, that just it's a lack of trust in the passing game. It's one of the worst defense in the NFL. You have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. 4th and 8, you complete it, the game is over. You don't give them a chance, and he chose to – I mean, he gave them the ball back on purpose instead of trying to use his quarterback and his receivers. I think it tells you everything about this passing game. Rudy is up on WIP. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Rudy. What's up, buddy?
All right, so I was talking to Kyle this as he was screening the call. This is my rant. You know, back in 2022, I gave Jalen a lot of props for what he did. He made a lot of great plays, and the credit was given where credit's due. Even in 2023, he made some good plays as well before the collapse happened. But right now, guys, this passing game is anemic, and, you know, you can definitely blame the play call to a degree, but it's this quarterback. We have a quarterback right now that can't even throw for 200 yards a game. The last time he threw for 200 yards in a game was against the Commanders. Meanwhile, I'm seeing Sam Darnold, who, by the way, OG Wade, he's also in the new system. He threw 5 touchdowns yesterday, including a hat trick to Addison, as well as 2 other touchdowns to Justin Jefferson. Meanwhile, we have one of the more premier duos, if not the best duo in football, with Brown and Smith. We have one guy who has like 4 catches for 40 yards, another guy who has like 4 catches for like 30 yards. We have a quarterback who can't throw for 200 yards. I'm sick and tired of all these comparisons to guys like Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes. You know, Kyle said it best. It's enough of saying Josh Allen lost the game. I watched that Rams-Bills game yesterday. What I saw yesterday was surgical between both of those quarterbacks, Stafford and Allen. What I saw, and if nothing else, Josh Allen threw a touchdown pass to Matt freaking Hollins. Meanwhile, we can't even throw a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown. So, yeah, this passing game right now is anemic. Jalen needs to get his you-know-what together. I applaud A.J. Brown for calling him out. Yeah, we got the win. I'm happy. Win's a win and all that stuff. But, yeah, right now, as you kind of alluded to earlier, Joe, if we're playing in the way that we play in the first quarter against Detroit, yeah, we're going to be down 17-0, and I just don't trust Jalen Hurts getting us back into that game.
Yeah, Rudy, I don't either. You mentioned the Allen thing yesterday. I mean, he brought them back. I know they lost, but if we're in that game yesterday, if it's a shootout like that, he brought him back. And I don't – the way Hurts is playing right now, Rudy, we appreciate it. I don't think Hurts could bring him back. I mean, this passing game – I don't also say it stinks, Hugh, and it shouldn't stink. That's why we're frustrated today, because there's no way a passing game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and a good line in front of it should stink.
Yeah, it was frustrating. No question about that yesterday. And I think that yesterday it just came to a head. A.J. is frustrated. He's at the point now where it's like he's just trying to figure out what he needs to do just to get involved in this passing game. And we all knew that it was coming. A.J. basically yesterday voiced what we were all thinking.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm not mad at him for thinking. Even the quarterback, to some degree, acknowledged the fact that the passing game isn't where it needs to be right now. And I think that it's time to fix it. You're going to have games like this. You're going to have clunkers. This was just more egregious because of everything that has been happening in the last couple of weeks. You've talked about it for the last couple of weeks, Joe, that this passing game has been anemic. But the reason why it hasn't been a bigger issue as it is today is because, thinking back on those games that the passing wasn't that great, there were certain key plays within that passing that were, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, passable. And it wasn't a big deal. But yesterday, against the team that we played against, the position that they were in, the quarterback that we faced, it just was it was just one of those ones where you just couldn't overlook it anymore.
Well, and I think some of those games too, Hugh, like Saquon would run away in the fourth quarter for another long touchdown, and it would almost be a little eye candy, right? Like, hey, this was kind of choppy. The passing game wasn't very good again, but there goes Saquon again, 50-yard touchdown, Eagles up 14, and we all celebrate, and no one's paying attention to the details. Yesterday, they didn't get that, right? That last drive where Sirianni elected to punt, that was in other games the runaway touchdown by Saquon. He was good again yesterday, obviously. He passed Shady, and he's the all-time rusher, single-season Eagles history. He just didn't have that run yesterday. And it kind of led to, oh, shoot, the Panthers getting the ball back.
That wasn't the word, shoot. That wasn't the most Eagles fans was using.
I was saying a different one as Bryce Young was taking them right down the field. Like, oh, bleep. Are they really going to lose this game? Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, what's Jeff?
Up? So that was basically a trap game that they got out of and won. Jalen played terrible, and I'm not really sure if it's because the way the passing scheme is set up where there's too much time. The receivers are running long routes. I don't know how many guys were open, so I didn't watch the game. I was only listening. But that can't happen later on in the season. You have to have the ability to be able to throw the ball down the field. And eventually teams are going to catch up to that and not let Saquon do what he does to bail you out of a game.
Well, Jeff, I agree. I think it's already starting to happen. I mean, I just from my view yesterday, I feel like teams are almost – the way I can – I'm trying to frame it the best way I can. It's like they're daring him to read through the progression and hit the guy open deep. Like they're taking away all the underneath stuff, and they're saying, I don't think he's going to sit through his progression. We'll let the guy off deep and dare him to throw it over our head. And by the time it all unfolds, he's taking the check down or he's running away from pressure, and he doesn't even see the guy down the field.
Yeah. What I noticed, one of the things I think derailed our total game plan was the fact that Carolina ran the ball a lot. They held time of possession in at least in the second quarter, like two-thirds of the second quarter, they had the ball.
Hubbard's a good back. He's a tough runner.
Yeah, he's not that bad.
And they just ate up time. Overall, I think it was like 7 or 8 minutes they had over the Eagles as far as time of possession. But the bottom line is Jalen's got to get the ball out quicker. I don't care about OG Wade's four-point system. Yeah, and mathematically it worked out for them. But the big issue is he's got to get the ball out quicker. I'm not saying he can't do it. It has to be a combination of the scheme and him and the receivers getting open. And it's got to change here pretty quick. We're not going to do what we did last year. Too good for that.
Yeah, I agree. And Jeff, the question and the concern is, Jeff, we appreciate time's running out. I mean, we got four games to go to figure this out. And we don't even know down the stretch, we've debated this about Saquon, if they're even going to play that last week, right? Like if they're in it and they're trying to get the one seed, sure.
We're going
to
play.
Well,
we're end up playing, Joe.
Trying to get this thing right?
Hey, we're trying to. I don't see any way now with the way that everything is trending that anybody would feel comfortable not playing as much as we possibly
All right,
could.
Let me paint a quick scenario. I'm just saying because people say we have time, right?
Yes.
We could only have three games to figure this out. Let me paint a very quick scenario. Detroit gets the one. We're locked into the two.
Mm-hmm.
They've won the division. Saquon breaks the record in the only the next three games. What are they playing for the last week? If they play, that's a week the Eagles would sit players. I'm saying, like, we think we have a lot of time to figure this out. It might only be.
So technically, you're talking about we probably only got three games to figure this out.
We could only have three games figured out.
I feel like as bad as it looked yesterday, and follow me now, people, because we're on the couch right now. As bad as it looked yesterday, it's not that bad. I think that part of it is because no matter how you try to prepare for your opponent, sometimes it's hard to get past the fact that maybe you just don't think that they're that good. And you try to guard against that. Like we all, as players, former players, we all try to guard against that. Mm. We all try to guard against that. Oh, man, look at it. Dave Spadaro asked me yesterday on air, how many people can I name on their offense? Was only able to name really two deep people that played on their defense. But yesterday they played well. They played well to a certain extent.
Or did we play bad?
And you know, you talk about the receivers out there. They had their moments. So it was one of those things where, hey, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Yeah, and they still won, which obviously is a huge thing, but it's just the way it looked. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll take a little deep breath here. Merrill Reese will join us next. His thoughts after calling the win over Carolina, and then all your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the win, the pass game. Do you place the blame on Jalen Hurts? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We talked about playing hard for 60 minutes. That was the message all week, right? And so do not be a prisoner of our expectations. Enjoy the journey. We can enjoy this. We are going to get back to work tomorrow and fix all the shit we fucked up, right? Coaches, players, right? But you need to enjoy this. Every one of us is hungry to win. But are you hungry, and I know this team is, are you hungry to do the things that winning requires? Every single day, it's about work, and we're going to restart it again. All right, here we go. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's bring it in, Brett.
Nick Sirianni, postgame in the locker room. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The message, enjoy it for a day, and then we'll get back to work and fix things. I don't know. Did you guys enjoy that for a day? I didn't know.
I mean, it was a win.
It was, and they clinched the playoff spot yesterday, which is awesome. Not that we were concerned about that.
I don't give a
shit. All right, so Kyle's making sure we realize he's not happy. I mean, no one was happy watching that. They were a Leggett drop away from...
That was crazy.
I'd say have a real chance of losing. I mean, they're going to be down with 50 seconds to go, and we got to put it on our quarterback's arm and a kicker that can't make kicks anymore. I mean, that was not a good situation. Crazy. It was not. And luckily, they won the game. Their defense stood up at the end. Big play by Slay. But
big play, Slay.
He made a big play. I mean, that was a big play. Unfortunately, the passing game. Is stuck in mud the right term?
Stuck in mud is fair. Stuck in mud is fair.
How do we get out of the mud? Because this mud is thick here.
I think let me just tell you how I used to do it when I watched film. I even if it was a situation where we won the game and I felt bad about the way that I played, you have to be honest. Mm. It's like, what's it called? Tell the truth Mondays?
That's today. I mean, that's the definition of
today. Tell the truth Mondays, where you go look at the film and you say, well, yeah, you go, yeah, but you have to be, I think the quarterback has a little bit of this where he knows that he needs to play better. Look at the QBR yesterday. Bryce Young was the better quarterback.
I know.
Bryce Young, by far. Was the better quarterback QBR rate.
Way more impressive yesterday. Yes. I mean, just was more impressive.
I'm starting to think that passer rating is a phony baloney nonsense stat. Because Hurts was, 102 yesterday? Congratulations. Yeah, it should have been 150.
Yeah, that was weird to me because I saw that, the passer rating. I was like, it's the efficiency in passing,
Yeah, and it's so heavily weighted on touchdown passes and no interceptions, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you throw the ball 10 times and four of them are touchdowns and you have zero picks, like, you're going to be perfect, right? Like, it's so heavily weighted. And not that it is what it is. It's a tool to use. But, like, right, I didn't look at the game yesterday and say, wow, his pass rating was 102. I saw A.J. wide open 20 yards down the field, and he doesn't see him.
It was the kind of game that, like, puts the entire thing into perspective this whole season. Hurts has been great with not turning the ball over for a while now. But this offense should be so much better. There's so much meat on the left on the bone.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It almost reminds me of the way some people have talked about the Eagles' running game in years past, right? Like, they had Miles Sanders. They had DeAndre Swift. It was good. But what if you had something different back there, and it's Saquon now? Like, I'm not saying they could get a better quarterback tomorrow. I'm just saying, like, that's the feeling you get if they had the quarterback playing
kind of like
better.
Having Filet Mignon and then going to Wagyu.
Yeah.
Going to that Wagyu.
If we had, if Jalen was more like Wagyu, this thing would be better.
Yeah, we had some more Wagyu.
Yeah, we don't have that. I mean, yesterday was burnt steak. I mean, that was gross. Tony and Fox Chase, what's up, Tony?
How's it going, Joe? How's it going, Hugh?
What's
First
going on,
time
man?
Caller, long time listener.
Appreciate Tony, we appreciate you, buddy. What are you feeling?
Well, I've got mixed emotions, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, on the one hand, you guys are absolutely right. And, Hugh, I respect the shit out of you because you were in the trenches.
Come on, man.
Right in my mouth. We on the couch today, though. Tony, we on the couch today, so we're getting a little
therapy. You did tell the audience. You did say tell the truth
okay.
Monday.
Tell the truth.
Go ahead, Tony.
Tell the truth Monday. You are in the trenches. You know and understand the ebbs and flows of a game. And from a fan's perspective, yeah, we won, but it was an ugly win. And Hurts did not have his best game. But I want to be on the positive side of this. And say, you know what? The main thing is the main thing. The main thing is the main thing.
So a win is the main thing?
No. Every opportunity that Hurts gets to go out there and improve on his game, one step at a time, one throw at a time, it's just going to help him get to where he needs to be come playoff time. And God willing, with everyone healthy. Because right now, Goddard isn't in there again. I mean, you know, there's a lot of components to, and I'm not making an excuse for his performance. He sucked. He was not the elite. He was outplayed by Young, without a doubt. But with each throw, with each play. We got five more games to get this right, and I have faith that it's going
to
happen.
Well, Tony, I hope you're right. And you're right. Well, there are four more games now. Four left in the season to get this right. The concern is it's trending the wrong way, right? Like, we're not – like, the idea is hopefully to progress, and we got 4 weeks to progress, but statistically it's going backwards. Again, they had 83 net passing yards yesterday. When you take the number, the sack yards away from the passing yards, he dropped back 21 times. He threw 21 times, excuse me, and they had 83 passing yards with those 21 dropbacks. I mean, that's rough. I mean, like, I just don't, it's very hard to sustain offense that way, and that's why yesterday was so choppy. OG Wade is up. OG, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Well, OG, we got a win, but, you know, didn't look great.
Now, let me open up, full disclosure. Yesterday was not a good game for Jalen in terms of what y'all want to call numbers. But if you go to OG Wade's four-point system, right, our O-line against their D-line, who won the battle, Joe?
Our O-line.
Our D-line against their O-line, who won the battle, Joe?
Our D-line.
Who rushed the ball more effectively yesterday, Joe?
The Eagles.
Which quarterback turned the ball over the least, Joe?
That would be Jalen.
Okay. You see who won the game, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give a shit.
We got a lot to clean up. You know what I'm saying? But here's what you can't do. You can't take your issues to the media and thinking that's going to help your passing game. This team has been without – we had A.J. And Smitty. Yesterday was the fifth game we had, you know, those two together. We think that Jalen supposed to – everything, open, he's open. Everything's supposed to click. But don't you have to have time in with the guys? You're in a new offense. You're running stuff that's not, obviously, Jalen Hurts was told something in the rooms. If it's not there, just don't turn the ball over. That's what we've been asking Jalen from day damn one. Don't turn the ball over. He don't turn the ball over, we win the game. You know what that leaves you? Room for improvement. Josh Allen had a terrific game yesterday. Guess what? He didn't win.
Well, he didn't win because of his defense and his
coach. No. Joe, watch this here. Watch this. In the fourth quarter, Josh Allen dirted three balls in a row that caused his team to have to punt.
But he accounted for six touchdowns yesterday.
I know that, Joe. I'm not comparing. I don't even want to think I'm comparing. What I'm trying to tell you is that when the moment is there for you to make the play, if Josh Allen make those plays instead of they losing the game and he have the six touchdowns, they win the game. So we watched him, you know, them lose their game because what he could not do. We watched the Eagles win the game because of what Jalen can do.
OJ, hold on. If Jalen played in the forum that Allen played yesterday, the game was in the 40s, he loses by 20. Like, OG, you put Jalen in that game yesterday in Los Angeles, and he played the way he did yesterday. The Jalen performance from yesterday, the way he played the game yesterday, and put him in the game yesterday for the Bills in Los Angeles. They lose by 20, OG. If you put Josh Allen on the Eagles yesterday, they win by 20. Like, don't you see the difference?
Let me land my plane. I'm glad you brought that
you crashed
game
it
up.
Already, OG. Comparing okay, listen, Allen to Hurts already.
You brought up
Josh Allen. Okay. OG, hold on. I need us to all. No, I got it. I got to take a deep breath. I did this 5 years ago because you guys drove me here. And now we're doing it again. Okay? 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever it was, fans like OG. And it was a different quarterback then, and it wasn't OG because OG wasn't a fan of this guy. But 4 years ago, I had people call this station when I was on at night and would say, Joe, Peyton Manning had a tough fourth year. And I would say, my God, stop it. Comparing Carson Wentz to Peyton Manning is egregious. Okay? And now we're doing it in a different light. We're taking Jalen, whose team is at the bottom of the NFL in passing yards, and comparing him to the MVP favorite. Stop. The comparison right now for Jalen Hurts is middle-of-the-road quarterbacks. That's where he is right now. That's who he resides with. Let's get it out of our head that he's an MVP. Let's get it out of our head that we compare him to the best quarterbacks in the NFL because the Eagles win football games when he's on the field. Stop! He's not there. And if he was on the Bills, they'd be worse. And if Josh Allen was here, the Eagles would be better. I don't know why we have to do this. We don't. We're smarter than this as football fans. And maybe they have coached Jalen to be less aggressive because all the turnovers early in the season. But Hugh, he's got to figure out the balance, because I think he's got, if OG's right on this, and maybe he is, Hugh, we got to turn the dial a little bit. Because we've turned the, if the dial is don't turn it over, but that also means he doesn't rip it when someone's wide open, we got a problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think yesterday, and I stand by this, I think yesterday there was a conscious effort to go into the game and try to get the passing game going. And that didn't happen. So you had to revert back to, or you had to revert to what you did well. And that's run the football. I think Carolina showed a little bit more fight than anticipated. And I know that sounds crazy because we talked about all week how they were terrible and da-da-da-da-da. You can never discount anybody in the NFL.
So you're right, but did they show fight because Jalen let them stay in the game? Like the first drive of the game, AJ's wide open for what's probably a touchdown. He hits that. It's 7-0. Crowd's going crazy. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's a game at the end anymore.
You're probably right, because you let a team like that linger.
Yeah, right.
And you allowed them to get a little bit of confidence and things are different. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. But the fortunate thing for us is that it wasn't one of those things where we actually lost the game. Can you imagine what the conversation would have been if, what'd you say, Leggett caught that pass and it was money?
Yeah, and he had it. I mean, it just kind of rolled to the ground and it popped out. Yeah,
well, you know what would have happened then? Our quarterback would have had to lead the drive to go down the field and retake the lead. I don't want to hear the Jalen Hurts won and Josh Allen lost. No, the Eagles won, the Bills lost. Drop the act. That's what I was talking about.
We
have to drop the act.
I can't. Like, there's just no world where he's playing in the same. He's not playing in the same world yesterday. They had 83 net passing yards. 83. The area the Eagles passing game resides right now is with the Giants, who play Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito's not an NFL player. And Daniel Jones is on a different team. He started the season. Will Levis, whose coach basically said, bleep you on the sidelines this season.
What the hell are you doing?
That's where the Eagles passing game resides right now. It's got to get better. All right, there was a moment yesterday that I thought summed up just how little the Eagles trust their passing game, their quarterback, and the whole operation right now. And it was at the end. So let's go into the moment. Hugh, they had a 4th and 8 from the 36-yard line. All right, 4th and 8, 36-yard line. There's about, a little over 2 minutes to go in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And they had an opportunity there to do, there were three choices here the way I saw it. 4th and 8, 36-yard line. They could kick the field goal, right? It's probably a 54-yarder or so?
Yeah.
And I understand why Sirianni said probably not a good idea.
Yeah, kicker struggling.
Yep. The other, obviously, the choice is to punt, which he did, and they downed them. Or they could have went for it. And I argue that coaches that trust their passing game and their quarterback would throw there because there's an opportunity to make a play to end the game. Sirianni chose to punt. Here's his thought process, the way he framed it yesterday after the game on why they punted.
Nick, what is your decision on the pass up to the 5-yard field?
Yeah, wind was a little bit more than people think there. We hit those two backed up punts last week against Baltimore, and we did a great job of putting them backed up. Almost got a safety. Bryce Young got out of there. I thought Bryce Young did some good things. But he ended up getting out of there. But it was more about, the wind being a little bit more than I think that was understood. I mean, out there as far as what it was, and you could feel that. And then just the success that we've had in this plus 50 punt game.
Going for it there wasn't part of the.
It was 4th and 9.
So the way he just dismissed that, I thought it was a viable strategy to go for it there and to try to end the game on offense. I mean, if you trust your passing game. Now, I think he made the right decision. I'm not criticizing Sirianni, but he didn't know when they punted to you they'd be able to down him at the 2-yard line, right? Like a bad bounce and the ball goes to 20.
Yeah.
So basically he's saying, I'll take the risk. We only pushed them back 16 yards. The ball was on the 36. So touchback goes to the 20 rather than give my quarterback a chance to win the game. I thought that was telling that if they complete a first down, they hold the ball. If Carolina never gets it back, it's game over. Hewitt told me, obviously he doesn't trust the kicker right now, which I don't either, but it also told me he didn't want to take a chance of throwing it there.
Well, yeah, and it also tells me that coach is trying to have a feel for the game in the way that the ebb and flow of the game was going, because his quarterback wasn't really playing great at that point. So he didn't want to put any more undue pressure on him or the kicker. I'm not mad at Coach Sirianni for
that,
man.
I'm not either.
Because it's been times during the course of this year where he's probably been a little bit too confident in his kicker and his passing game, and that has not been the case. So for him to be a little conservative in that moment, I have no problem with that. And plus, again, I feel like there was a game plan. There was a solid game plan going into that game, and for whatever reason, it got derailed. And at that point, Coach just trying to get out of there with the win, and he said, hey, you know what? We're going to go back next week, and we're going to correct some of these mistakes.
Yeah, I thought it was the right call. I just it was struck, like, when I went through what he might be thinking there, that just it's a lack of trust in the passing game. It's one of the worst defense in the NFL. You have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. 4th and 8, you complete it, the game is over. You don't give them a chance, and he chose to he gave them the ball back on purpose instead of trying to use his quarterback and his receivers. I think it tells you everything about this passing game. Rudy is up on WIP. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Rudy. What's up, buddy?
All right, so I was talking to Kyle this as he was screening the call. This is my rant. You know, back in 2022, I gave Jalen a lot of props for what he did. He made a lot of great plays, and the credit was given where credit's due. Even in 2023, he made some good plays as well before the collapse happened. But right now, guys, this passing game is anemic, and, you know, you can definitely blame the play call to a degree, but it's this quarterback. We have a quarterback right now that can't even throw for 200 yards a game. The last time he threw for 200 yards in a game was against the Commanders. Meanwhile, I'm seeing Sam Darnold, who, by the way, OG Wade, he's also in the new system. He threw 5 touchdowns yesterday, including a hat trick to Addison, as well as 2 other touchdowns to Justin Jefferson. Meanwhile, we have one of the more premier duos, if not the best duo in football, with Brown and Smith. We have one guy who has like 4 catches for 40 yards, another guy who has like 4 catches for like 30 yards. We have a quarterback who can't throw for 200 yards. I'm sick and tired of all these comparisons to guys like Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes. You know, Kyle said it best. It's enough of saying Josh Allen lost the game. I watched that Rams-Bills game yesterday. What I saw yesterday was surgical between both of those quarterbacks, Stafford and Allen. Well, I saw if nothing else, Josh Allen threw a touchdown pass to Mac freaking Hollins. Meanwhile, we can't even throw a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown. So, yeah, this passing game right now is anemic. Jalen needs to get his you-know-what together. I applaud A.J. Brown for calling him out. Yeah, we got the win. I'm happy. Win's a win and all that stuff. But, yeah, right now, as you kind of alluded to earlier, Joe, if we're playing in the way that we play in the first quarter against Detroit, yeah, we're going to be down 17-0, and I just don't trust Jalen Hurts getting us back into that game.
Yeah, Rudy, I don't either. You mentioned the Allen thing yesterday. I mean, he brought them back. I know they lost, but if we're in that game yesterday, if it's a shootout like that, he brought them back. And I don't – the way Hurts is playing right now, Rudy, we appreciate it. I don't think Hurts could bring him back. I mean, this passing game – I don't also say it stinks, Hugh, and it shouldn't stink. That's why we're frustrated today, because there's no way a passing game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and a good line in front of it should stink.
Yeah, it was frustrating. No question about that yesterday, and I think that yesterday it just came to a head. A.J. is frustrated. He's at the point now where it's like he's just trying to figure out what he needs to do just to get involved in this passing game. And we all knew that it was coming. A.J. basically yesterday voiced what we were all thinking.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm not mad at him for thinking. Even the quarterback, to some degree, acknowledged the fact that the passing game isn't where it needs to be right now. And I think that it's time to fix it. You're going to have games like this. You're going to have clunkers. This was just more egregious because of everything that has been happening in the last couple of weeks. You've talked about it for the last couple of weeks, Joe, that this passing game has been anemic, but the reason why it hasn't been a bigger issue as it is today is because, thinking back on those games that the passing wasn't that great, there were certain key plays within that passing that were, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, passable. And it wasn't a big deal. But yesterday, against the team that we played against, the position that they were in, the quarterback that we faced, it was just one of those ones where you just couldn't overlook it anymore.
Well, and I think some of those games too, Hugh, like Saquon would run away in the fourth quarter for another long touchdown, and it would almost be a little eye candy, right? Like, hey, this was kind of choppy. The passing game wasn't very good again, but there goes Saquon again, 50-yard touchdown, Eagles up 14, and we all celebrate, and no one's paying attention to the details. Yesterday, they didn't get that, right? That last drive where Sirianni elected to punt, that was in other games the runaway touchdown by Saquon. He was good again yesterday, obviously, past Shady, and he's the all-time rusher, single-season Eagles history. He just didn't have that run yesterday. And it kind of led to, oh, shoot, the Panthers get the ball
that
back.
That wasn't the word, shoot. That wasn't the most Eagles fans was using.
No, I was saying a different one as Bryce Young was taking them right down the field. Like, oh, bleep. Are they really going to lose this game? Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, what's Jeff? Up?
So that was basically a trap game that they got out of and won. Jalen played terrible, and I'm not really sure if it's because the way the passing scheme is set up where there's too much time. The receivers are running long routes. I don't know how many guys were open, so I didn't watch the game. I was only listening. But that can't happen later on in the season. You have to have the ability to be able to throw the ball down the field. And eventually teams are going to catch up to that and not let Saquon do what he does to bail you out of a game.
Well, Jeff, I agree. I think it's already starting to happen. I mean, I just from my view yesterday, I feel like teams are almost I'm trying to frame it the best way I can. It's like they're daring him to read through the progression and hit the guy open deep. Like they're taking away all the underneath stuff, and they're saying, I don't think he's going to sit through his progression. We'll let the guy off deep and dare him to throw it over our head. And by the time it all unfolds, he's taking the check down or he's running away from pressure, and he doesn't even see the guy down the field.
Yeah. One of the things I think derailed our total game plan was the fact that Carolina ran the ball a lot. They held time of possession, in, at least in the second quarter, like two-thirds of the second quarter, they had the ball.
Hubbard's a good back. He's a tough runner.
Yeah, he's not that bad.
And they just ate up time. Overall, I think it was like 7 or 8 minutes they had over the Eagles as far as time of possession. But the bottom line is Jalen's got to get the ball out quicker. I don't care about OG Wade's 4-point system. Yeah, and mathematically it worked out for them. But the big issue is he's got to get the ball out quicker. I'm not saying he can't do it. It has to be a combination of the scheme and him and the receivers getting open. And it's got to change here pretty quick because we're not going to do what we did last year. We're too good for that.
Yeah, I agree. And Jeff, the question and the concern is, Jeff, we appreciate time's running out. I mean, we got 4 games to go to figure this out. And we don't even know down the stretch, we've debated this about Saquon, if they're even going to play that last week, right? Like if they're in it and they're trying to get the one seat, sure.
We're going
to
play.
Well,
we're end up playing, Joe.
Trying to get this thing right?
Hey, we're trying to. I don't see any way now with the way that everything is trending that anybody would feel comfortable not playing as much as we possibly could.
All right, let me paint a quick scenario. I'm just saying because people say we have time, right?
Yes.
We could only have 3 games to figure this out. Let me paint a very quick scenario. Detroit gets the one. We're locked into the two.
Mm-hmm.
They've won the division. Saquon breaks the record in the only the next 3 games. What are they playing for the last week? If they play them, like that's a week the Eagles would sit players. I'm saying like we think we have a lot of time to figure this out. It might
so
only
technically
be,
you're talking about we probably only got 3 games to figure this
we
out.
We could only have 3 games figured out.
I feel like as bad as it looked yesterday, and follow me now, people, because we're on the couch right now. As bad as it looked yesterday, it's not that bad. I think that part of it is because no matter how you try to prepare for your opponent, sometimes it's hard to get past the fact that maybe you just don't think that they're that good. And you try to guard against that. Like we all, as players, former players, we all try to guard against that. Mm. We all try to guard against that. Oh, man, look at it. Dave Spadaro asked me yesterday. On air, how many people can I name on their offense? Was only able to name really two deep people that played on their defense. But yesterday they played well. They played well to a certain extent.
Or did we play bad?
And you know, you talk about the receivers out there. They had their moments. So it was one of those things where, hey, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Yeah, and they still won, which obviously is a huge thing, but it's just the way it looked. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll take a little deep breath here. Merrill Reese will join us next. His thoughts after calling the win over Carolina, and then all your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the win, the pass game. Do you place the blame on Jalen Hurts? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.